one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Well, Jesse, we are just seeing how versatile Lord Steven Regal is. We've seen the win. Seen the win from the Regal roll, and now that submission hold, Sir Wayab looking pretty darn good.
Tony Schiavone, this is a man of a thousand holds. And Too Cold Scorpio.
Firstly, what kind of name is Too Cold Scorpio, William? What? Who on earth would have a name like that? Unbelievable. Now, I am without a doubt the finest scientific wrestler in the world. And I'm going to make short work of you, Too Cold Scorpio, because I am missing rather an important... is it cricket game or polo? Polo game. And on the 18th, and I don't want to miss it for anything, but I'll make short work. At least I'll make the reception or something.
Hey, how you doing, boy, huh? How you doing, boy? You look really nice out here, yeah?
Take your filthy, stinking hands off me.
Oh, come on, boy, don't worry about it. I don't mean to interrupt on you here, but I just got a thing I want to say, all right? Yeah, it's all right, don't worry, boy. Cold Twins, you boys got a winning streak as big as Texas, but tonight, that streak's going to end. That hat looks real good on you. A little small, we'll get you another one, all right? Come on, let's head on back to the ranch. It was nice talking with you, boys. See you later.
William, did you see the dirt under his fingernails? I need a bath immediately. Get me one now.
There we go. All right. See, I'm going to get used to doing this again. Tuesday night, November 21st, episode 525 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, all those other platforms that we broadcast on. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One.
Yo, hey.
Oh, my goodness. It's Tuesday night. Hang on to your hats. All right. It's good to do that again, you know? It's good to do that again. Now, of course, we're still, like I said, we're working on everything to try to repopulate what we lost. but yeah, my goodness. Oh, hold on, let me take a sip of my water. Apparently, Jinder brought class to the WWE title. That's what he says, according to him. I don't know. What do you think?
All racism to it.
He brought a lot of things to it. Let me see if we could do something we haven't done in a long time, Tony C. Let's see if we can pot some audio up from SmackDown so we can hear what Jinder's saying over the air here. Of course, I should have had this had that little thing ready to go, but all right, what the hell. Anyways. We're on the heels of the Survivor Series, and I really got to get used to this, the way this headset sounds, because to me, I sound weird in the headset, but I guess I just had to get used to it. Anyways, let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. Tony C, since Sunday night, how you been?
I've been hanging in there. You know, just taking stuff one day at a time until last night around about 10 o'clock, my world changed for the better.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. It was an epic moment in time in my life I'll never be able to forget.
You must be talking about the main event on Raw.
No. The main event happened at 11 o'clock. I know exactly what Tony C is talking about.
It happened on a network owned by a great man known as Ted Turner.
Are you talking about a wrestling promo that took place on the cable news network?
Yes, indeed. Well, my life changed. Somebody did a straight face turn. I ain't seen a face turn this bad since Austin the night after Survivor Series.
Let me tell you something. And it was LeVar Ball and according to him, Chris Cromo. Instead of Chris Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo. Instead of Cuomo.
And man, when I tell you, my blood still running through my veins.
It's still tickling the cockles of your heart?
Oh man, it tugged on my emotional hands. Heartstrings. I was gonna say hamstrings.
Well, you could have emotional hamstrings.
Let me tell you something. I have a new hero in life. A new face. A new face was born. He went from heel to face in 20 minutes, and that greatness is known as LeVar Jeremiah Ball.
So
a big ball of brand.
So let me skip ahead a little bit here, Tony C, and let's play a little excerpt from that promo. Hold on.
Just ask, give me a couple of reasons. I gotta know why you just thank me. You just can't say thank you.
It took
thank
time
you
to be on
to
this show.
To be quiet.
There are other things you could have done.
But I'm just saying. You, yes.
That's why I'm thanking you.
And
but you,
come on.
But
and that's why you're thanking
it
me.
It doesn't
come
take
on
much
now
to say thank you. Why won't you say thank you to the president?
It doesn't make. Well, if somebody does something for you, then you say thank you.
Somebody did
now,
something for
you.
That's
your opinion.
Say thank
that he's
you
done for me. Okay, I would say thank you if he would have put him on his plane and took him home. Then I would have said, thank you, Mr. Trump, for taking my boys out of China and bringing them back to the U.S. There's a lot of room on that plane. I would have said, thank you kindly for that.
So, because he didn't take them
this
home
is what
on
people
the plane,
say,
no thank you.
Well, I'm just saying, that's how I would say thank you. I'm just saying, you might say thank you a different way. You just say thank you like it's
no,
just,
you,
any
it's
kind of
way. It's not how you'll say thank you. It's
thank
when
you.
Now let's skip ahead a little bit here. There was a part in the promo where he started wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And that's what he does.
I know. It's
so
you I'm talking
about.
About
what's going on the outside. The people that's involved, those are the ones who have to be understanding of what's going on and who helped them, whatever like that.
Yeah, you're
but me on the outside,
people.
No. I know I help my son get out of U.S. I mean, out of China. How's that?
You think you helped more than the president of the United
States?
Yeah,
I had some people that had boots on the ground that knew the situation when we first jumped on that. So I keep those people in mind.
You think you would have gotten him out of China without the president's
help? And
best
believe, I talked to enough people that I said thank you to, face to face.
So,
and they didn't come around. I tell you what, I say thank you when I see something. I don't thank you because just people because it's talking and say I did this, I did that.
So if the president invited you to the
That's
White House,
me.
Would you say thank you then?
Heck yeah, if he invited me to the White House, I would thank him for inviting me to the White House.
Would you thank him for getting your son out of China?
To your house, I say thank you for. I say thank you for getting me to your house. That's like how polite I am towards people.
But
if you invite me somewhere. And you do something nice to me, I'm going to say thank you.
I think you've made this
Big
way more difficult
down, I'm say,
than you need.
Thank you kindly, sir.
I think
again.
I think you've made this more difficult than you needed to, and you wound up provoking the president of the United States.
You know
States.
What? You making this more difficult. You know, LeVar didn't say thank you to the president.
You didn't.
So that makes me a bad person?
No, I'm just
that
saying you didn't
just,
thank
just swim on this?
And it doesn't make any
hey,
sense
man.
Why you won't
Did
thank
you thank
him.
The doctor? Did you thank the doctor for bringing you into this world? But you better go back and find me because you're lucky. Yeah, look at
listen.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You need somebody like me to loosen you up a little bit. You know?
Oh, for God's sakes.
That is awesome, yo.
You know he ain't going to let no little Negro boys onto his old airplane.
I love it. in 2018, we ain't saying thank you to nobody for nothing. If I ain't see you do it, you ain't do it. And that's that. My daddy said he brought me into the world. I ain't still do it. So I ain't saying thank you for it. Damn it. That's LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball 2020 for president. I'm starting the campaign right now. LeVar Ball 2020.
What an election cycle that would be.
You got somebody that can go toe for toe with 45.
He told Chris Cuomo at the end of that promo, I'm going to send you some merch.
Wait on that merch.
Wait a minute. How's he going to send out merch when he hasn't even sent out people's shoes that they ordered?
Rotisserie shoes? Hold on.
He ain't got shoes yet.
You can only buy them one at a time. Never a pair. Never a pair.
Why are they so expensive?
Because each Legello 20 comes fully loaded with power laces, a Bose 24 speaker sound system, and the world's finest chicken rotisserie cooker.
a rotisserie cooker?
Chicken rotisserie.
Okay.
Listen, he already a crooked businessman, just like 45, so that give him just enough clout to run, because he didn't got everybody with that pyramid scheme paying $500 with no refunds for a shoe. That's called a pyramid scheme. A house of cards.
Yeah, you know what he said, Shannon said on TV. He said you can get a refund or you can upgrade to the new version, but the original version hasn't come out yet.
Listen, 45 and LeVar Ball, I said it the other night when we went off the air, and I'm going to say it again. We need 45 and LeVar Ball in New Orleans, squaring off in the main event. Now, if they close the show, I'll watch that. They are Brockett, And booming. I need 45 and LeVar to go at it. That'll be an epic clash. That'll be a bigger main event than Warrior Hogan.
That would be the two stiffest people to ever step in the ring.
There you have it, folks. LeVar Ball, number 45, going head-to-head this Sunday at WrestleMania. Hang on to your hats. We'll be back more right after this. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't have the drop, but it just flashed across the wire. This is a breaking news alert. 70s teen heartthrob David Cassidy has passed away at the age of 67.
I thought he died already.
No. He was admitted to a hospital over the weekend.
I'm thinking of Davy Jones.
No, Davy Jones passed away. He died at a hospital here in Fort Lauderdale earlier today. He became a teen heartthrob as the lead singer of the Partridge Family in the 1970s. He, like I said, he was 67. That's according to his publicist, Joanne Geffen.
You think Danny Bonaducci's going to the funeral?
Of course. Why not? Why wouldn't he?
I met him once. He worked at the radio station here. And they were doing this Rocky promotion. He's a little dude, too. Chip on his shoulder.
You got a little man complex?
Yeah. Plus, you know, being Mr. a child Spacer. Him being a child star and growing up not to, to be the best looking guy, and then, you know, like before he got in the radio, he wasn't doing too hot. Then, you know,
somebody bust that zit on Charlotte Chin, please.
Oh, you know, I was watching a video last week of Charlotte's WCW debut. Do y'all remember that?
Charlotte's WCW debut?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Yeah, it was a segment where David Flair and Vince Russo invaded Ric Flair's house.
Yep.
Yeah, and she...
Well, she was on before that.
She may have been.
That night Flair... what he did something in the early 99.
There's been a few times I think the Flair kids have been on there. They were on at Starrcade 93 and things like that.
That first Nitro and on January the 4th, she was there. She was in the ring when he beat Bischoff. How old
she had to have been at that time, like 14, 13?
Maybe not even that much.
Not even that old.
Sorry, she was shorter
than younger than me in Double A.
She was shorter than the mother. I don't know if that was her mother or not, but I know she was nowhere near as tall as she is now.
Ric Flair got two baby mamas.
Yeah, that's what David Flair was bitching about.
Oh, in the dock, yeah, he ain't like that. He's in his feelings about that.
All right,
they let that go. So shout out to LeVar Ball 2020 that changed my life. We need Big Baller Brand. Can you imagine the White House with Big Baller Brand flag hanging on top of it? Big Baller Brand chicken.
Well, you know, he sent Kim Jong-un a couple pairs of sneakers, and then maybe we'll have world peace.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So it's either LeVar Ball or the Rock.
You know he likes basketball, and he lets Dennis Rodman come over there. So
we either need LeVar Ball, we need the Rock to run with LeVar Ball as his running mate, or LeVar Ball period to run. He don't need a running mate, just LeVar Ball 2020.
Now, Surfer, what about you?
LaMelo.
What about you? Yes. What about you? Anything been interesting happening with you besides LeVar Ball and Big Baller Brand?
Calculate
Big Baller Brand chicken.
I'm calculating my Friday shopping.
Of course you are. Even though that the a lot of the sales are already live.
No,
the deals ain't even
the same. It's not online because I checked, and it won't go online. No, until morning anyway.
But here's the issue. You know what's going to happen? They're gonna complain that the sales for Black Friday were down. They're gonna complain.
Because Black Friday ain't even the same no more. No, the prices on everything have dropped.
I'm going to a store. It's not going to be some mad rush, so.
They, when you drop regular prices so much, Black Friday ain't the same no more.
The scam with Black Friday is, leading up to Black Friday, they slowly raise the price of everything. So when they drop it, you think it's a sale. It's not.
Like, they got the PS4 bundle right now for like $199. I'm like, regular is only $249. So what, you gonna save $50? Okay.
Like, or stuff like, wait 6 months, you'll save $50 anyway.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
but people want their kids. You can't tell a kid, you know what, son? Today's Christmas. But come see me in June. I'll give you that Xbox you wanted.
But what I'm saying is the days of when it was okay, the PS4.
Yeah, you know, going for a PS4 the day before it's released.
Exactly, the $499 or $399 down to $150 or $199. Okay, I'm saving $200. But when it's $299. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You ain't saving no money. I mean, $50.
That's what they do with game systems. They drop them about $50 at a time. You know, they started out, they were, what, $600 when they first came out? And see,
I bought my PS4 as a bundle, two summers ago? I walked out of the store spending $500. It was four and some change.
Right.
And I got another game with it.
How long has it been out? About 5 years?
No, it ain't been 5 years. Probably about three.
No, it's been longer than that.
I think the PS4 dropped in what? I think 2012 or 13.
Okay, 2012 and 2017.
I want to say 2013.
Still, 2017, that's about at least 4 years, if not longer. And then the thing is, the new system be coming out sometime next year.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's what you're going to... Possibly, yeah. Like Double X said, possibly, once they work out all the kinks.
Well, they didn't come out with something at last year's E3? So they got to have something for this year's E3 as far as the new system goes.
A new system doesn't have to come out with that frequency.
No, it won't come out at E3, but they want to have it available to show.
I know that.
It'll come out about November of next year.
I get that. My point is, they don't have to come out with the frequency like that. I mean, there was... How long was there between the PS2 and the PS3? I remember there being six or 7 years between the two systems, and then from 3 to 4, it wasn't that long.
No.
3 to 4 was what, maybe 2 years?
Well, here's the thing.
Yep.
The PS2 I think it's still like the biggest selling system of all time.
It's possible.
But you know why it sold so many?
No.
Because it jumped from that 16-bit wasn't it? Or because the PS1 was 30-bit, right?
PS1 was 32 bits.
32 bits. So yeah, it jumped from 32-bit to whatever it was. Was 64 or something like that?
No, because everybody except for Nintendo skipped 64, because when Nintendo came out with the 64-bit, nobody wanted to compete with it.
Okay, so it went up to 72 then? Something like that? 80? What was it? 128.
128
for the PS2.
Right. But that's not the reason why it sold so many.
Because they were so infrequent, though.
No. I'm about to tell you. In a lot of places... The PS2 was a cheaper DVD player than buying an actual DVD player.
Oh, yeah, and a Blu-ray. It was the first one
that had Blu-ray. Didn't have Blu-ray. They didn't come out with Blu-ray to the PS3.
To the 3.
But the 3, had so many problems. That's why the 4 came out more frequent, because the 3 wasn't selling as well, and the Wii was kicking his ass.
There's Surfer with his vast knowledge on the video game landscape.
The gaming industry.
I'm not even Surfer was
one of those talking heads during the video game collapse of 1983 or whatever it was.
He was on
CNN. He was on... He was on NBC, CBS, ABC. He even sat down with the now besmirched Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose.
Mm-hmm. What, man?
He go to these broads again.
The Hollywood purge continues.
Oh, it's only one name left.
Last year we had the celebrity purge, and all these famous people died. This year's the Hollywood purge because of the sexual misconduct and so forth. Hopefully next year we'll get a governmental purge of all these people messing up our government.
I'm going to tell you like this. It's only one thing in common with all these perverts and sycophants.
Perverts.
They're all Caucasian men.
And pedophiles.
In high positions.
That's not Paige, is it?
No.
So they doing the same thing on SmackDown they did on Raw.
There is a report going around that the reason what's going on is that WWE is going to introduce either a women's tag team title, or they're prepping for the first ever women's Royal Rumble match.
So they got three people that look like the three women from yesterday to come out today.
Well, so what?
At least they're new. They're purging the division. They're cleansing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving it a
They put some...
Giving it to them. giving it to them.
She getting it horseman style. So, You want to know?
This town needs an enema.
So you want to know the big change in my life?
What's that?
After more than 25 years.
You found your son?
So wait a minute. So this goes back past before 1992, okay? Go ahead.
He found his son.
I got a pair of glasses.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Stop right there. Hold on. Don't ever say something like that while I'm eating sweet tarts. So you said for the first time in 25 years, you got a pair of glasses.
Yes.
Are you trying to imply that you
have been roaming this earth without glasses?
No, that you I got one better. That you've been roaming, you have been lumbering through the streets of Philadelphia since 1992 with the same pair of glasses?
No, I have not had any glasses.
Oh, all right. And why is this earth-shattering news that you need now spectacles?
I've just been having trouble reading like small print and stuff. Wow. So
I think I need glasses too. But
and they had a sale on glasses that I couldn't pass up on.
And what was that sale?
The only reason you got them because they was on sale.
He would go blind unless they were on sale. So what was the sale?
It was two pairs of progressive lens glasses for $89.
Okay.
So $45 a pop.
Now if I'd have got them at regular price, the lenses alone would have cost me $230, and that's not including the frames.
Well, look at that. From where?
I went to VisionWorks.
Okay. Well, you went to a reputable place. Oh, so Surfer's got it.
I just happened to be shopping, and I was walking over to Smash Burgers to get something to eat.
Because, Tony, see, that's what everybody does, right? They walk around, do some regular shopping, they have a burger, and then they stop in for a pair of eyeglasses.
I never made Smash Burgers because I saw the sale.
Well, excuse
me. And I went in
the glasses took out his burger budget. Anyways, go ahead.
Listen, I went in to ask questions. I found out that was the last day for that price. So I ordered some glasses, and then by the time I was done, it was time for me to catch the bus.
Did you haggle with them about the price? Is this the best you could do, okay?
Why would I haggle about two for $89?
Listen, I'll do you one better, Surfer. They're two for $59 down here.
Yeah, but that's regular...
That includes the eye test.
No, I needed progressive lenses. They cost more.
Excuse me.
He need thick ass lenses, basically.
No, the lenses are thick at all. But you know, I need the invisible reading part.
Frame.
No. You ever see those old glasses where you could tell that there's a bifocal lens because you can see that line in the glass?
Oh, okay.
Well, now make them where you don't see it.
Oh, so if they didn't have those new style lenses, you would need bifocals.
Yeah.
You can look on a map and see people waving and shit.
So you need
them fine print glasses so you can see your fine print.
So you can read his comics.
Oh no, I can read a comic. It was like, you know, reading the back of a credit card and stuff like that.
Were you using a magnifying glass for those things?
No.
Sir, can we have the last three of you on the back? Hold on, wait a minute.
Let me go find my eyes.
Let's go. Like, okay, well, zero.
I've always wore glasses for seeing far away.
How much is what?
Huh?
What'd you say? Say that again.
I in the past, I wore glasses for seeing far away.
Okay.
But I didn't. My nearsight vision was fine, but it's starting to slip a little bit. So, and you know, I have insurance, so comes with the
Is it the government cheese insurance?
No.
Okay. Is it 45 care? Trump care.
Plus, you know, you better get everything you can before they start. After they pass this tax cut, they're going to cut everything else.
I decided
there's going to be no more government cheese, no more free phones, no more food.
I decided once everything play out on my legal situation,
no more life.
I'm just going to go get my whole body redone. I'm gonna get new eyes. I'm gonna get
no more Obamacare.
New everything. I'm gonna be like the Bionic Man, basically. $6 million. I'm gonna be like Triple H in 2007. They're gonna rebuild me. So,
oh man,
get new eyes, new Achilles tendon.
So,
new back.
So Surfer got himself.
We can rebuild him.
We could make Surfer stronger.
No, they'll rebuild me.
They'll rebuild you, but we gotta make Surfer stronger.
You gonna get the updated Bionics or the older model?
I'm gonna get the updated, John. I'm gonna get a new. I'm gonna have super vision. I'm like the Rock. Heat vision. Cable vision. Pearl vision. All that.
You go have like a grappling hook hand or something?
I don't need a new hand, Surfer. I need a new back. I gotta get a new back. I gotta get new eyes.
You know, they might offer you to replace an arm or something.
Oh no, I don't want nothing bionic. I just need all new, two new eyeballs, a new Achilles tendon, and a new spine. I'll be good to go.
You could be the new cyborg.
Be like Triple H in 07. Come back.
So new eyes. You talking about like laser surgery?
I'm going to get something done to these eyes. Glasses ain't going to cut it.
I can't get laser surgery.
Why not?
I was told I have a high astigmatism.
What does that mean anyway?
Let's dumb it down for the audience, Surfer. That means if you get the laser eye surgery, you can't go and use any of your appliances. And you just invested in a new fridge, new toaster oven.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
I got these new eyes.
They told me one of my eyes is shaped more like a football than a oval shape.
Well, yeah, uneven eyes.
Well, if you take them out, yes. Oh, Surfer.
Surfer, so,
because one of my eyes is completely round, I can't do laser surgery.
Double A, you ever see Harlem Nights? You see Harlem Nights, right?
I saw it years ago.
I mean, if you can remember that part in the beginning where Red Fox was at the table, the glasses.
Oh, are they? What the hell are they? Is that baloney that they're dropping out of there?
Oh my God!
It's pancakes.
Oh. Ooh, they pancakes, really?
Anyways,
pancake that's tall to him.
If you were to take Surfer's eyes out of his socket and put them on the table, you'd be, so essentially what Surfer just said, you'd be looking at a gumball and an almond. So,
oh my God, you remember but on Harlem Nights, Red Fox was the guy that reads the dice. And he kept getting the numbers wrong, and he had to pull out them glasses.
I'm not blind like that. I couldn't have been too blind, could I?
No. Then I would tell you, you kissed my ass, but you couldn't find it with your blind ass.
Yeah, you know, a lot of Del Reese clips from that movie has been popping up online since she died.
She off in the
moment. Hold on, let me see.
People are complaining about him.
Hold on.
Why? His glasses.
I think.
I got his glasses yesterday.
I know, but he won't wear them. He says he don't need to.
Come on, man.
Excuse me, I got something in my eye.
Get it the fuck out your eye, you blind motherfucker. Roll the dice.
I ain't gonna be so many more motherfuckers, yeah?
All right, call it right.
It's the best I don't know.
Let's go.
Come on, dice. Come on, dice.
Peanut.
Yo.
That's a six, man. That's a six.
Hey, wait, this is your six, man.
How's it going, Benny?
Oh, it's going good. It's going real good.
Willie, would you take over for Benny for a while? I want to speak to him. You gentlemen, enjoy the game.
Try it, man.
All right.
Oh, he didn't put the glasses on. You gotta see it when he put the damn glasses on.
All right, hold on. I'll finish the scene.
How's it going, Benny?
Going good. Real good.
Yeah, man, I'm getting complaints about the way you're calling the dice.
Oh, that's too subtle. It's losing their money. I'm Benny Snake Eye Wilson. I can call the dice before they stop rolling. I've been doing this shit for over 40 years.
I know, Snake Eyes, but do me a favor. Put on your glasses, please.
I don't need no glasses.
No, but just for me. You do a favor. Yeah, there you go. You look good.
I don't feel no different.
Well, let's try it.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy the game, gentlemen. Fuck y'all. You know, a lot of people came out of that movie thinking it wasn't that funny. Now, revisiting its history, everybody realizes just how funny it actually is.
Man, that movie was a cult classic, yo. Them glasses were thick as hell. What a double A.
Yes, they were.
Them things were laser cut. Oh my god. Get the fuck out your eye. That guy was crazy. That guy was the star. That said, get the fuck out your eye. You blind motherfucker.
And of course, like Surfer said, with Della Reese passing, they showed a lot of clips with her. And to tie it in, I talked about this with Lee and Tony C earlier, that Della Reese and Red Fox did a TV show together.
Yeah, he died.
And he died on the show because, you know, they aggravated him. An Entertainment Tonight interviewer aggravated him to the point where he had a heart attack on set and died.
Dang.
Yeah, they got the show just because of that movie.
And the show was doing very good, you know.
I mean, they had that chemistry in that movie, man. Sit down, Vera. Sit down and shut the fuck up, baby.
Here's a little bit of from the show here. Hold on.
Of course, I love the bird.
That bitch.
Oh, there you are. Hey, you sure looking good. Ah, baby. See, I called you today and you didn't answer. Where were you?
I went to the noon services at the church.
I hope you weren't giving none of our money to that Reverend Ripoff and his Cadillac fund. Listen, I'm warning you. I'm going to cut off your checking account.
It's okay with me. I got my visa.
really tell me you're gonna sit there and defy the man that made love to you last night?
Rolling over on me accidentally in your sleep ain't my idea of making love.
Nobody could roll over you accidentally. When I'm four wheel drive.
You just come on over here and help me go through these travel brochures. This is important.
All right. So is this.
Anyways, if you want to see that, look it up. It's the Royals on YouTube.
Oh my God, yo. That's hilarious.
Let me see here.
Rest in peace, Della Reese.
I heard that she had died a few years ago.
No. Let me see here.
Come on.
All right, Tony C. Pick a scene here from Harlem Nights.
Oh, when they accuse her of stealing? When Eddie Murphy accused her of stealing?
Well, that's the main scene being reposted.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Sarah, you know we tally up at 4 o'clock. What is your problem?
Kiss my ass, sugar. I've got to watch my girls until the last trick is gone. And I'm not about to ask no customer to roll over so I can punch some goddamn clock. Now, this is your place, but I am in charge of the girls. And you can just kiss my ass.
Oh, Benny,
stop it, sugar. Stop
doing
that.
So, Benny, how are we doing now?
We made about 200.
200? Your girl's been back there all night. How they only make $200?
You kiss my ass quick. I don't never say nothing to you when the crap table and the bar come up short.
Because the bar and the crap table never come up short, just the girls.
Uh-oh. Now, calm down, Vera.
Kiss my ass, sugar. I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
I ain't trying to say shit. You in charge of the girls, right?
I am in charge of the girls.
Are you in charge of the girls?
I am in charge of the girls.
Okay, the girls are always coming up short, all right? Let's get the shit out in the open. The girls are always coming up short. Even when the place is packed, the girls come up short. Now, either you or them got a problem with their arithmetic.
Are you saying I'm stealing?
The man didn't say you were stealing, Vera. Now, come on over here and sit down and shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up, Benny. I would tell you to kiss my ass, too, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch.
You got to step out back.
Hey, it was just a misunderstanding.
No, it ain't. It ain't no misunderstanding. Quick just accused me of stealing. And if you gonna take up for Quick in here, we could all be some fighting motherfuckers in here this evening. Bring your ass, nigga. Get on. Come on. Bring your ass. Come on, get up and come on, motherfucker.
All right, bitch, you want to fight? We can fight then. You fat motherfucker, I'm tired of you.
All right. All right.
You shoot me to go.
So, let's talk some wrestling, though. Let me bring this back down. Oh, man. Too funny, man. All right, let's see here, wrestling news. It looks like there are two major WWE stories. One, that Bring It to the Table, the very popular WWE Network show, with Peter Rosenberg, Corey Heyman, or not Corey, Corey Graves. Paul Heyman was on the show the one time. Corey Graves and JBL has been canceled.
Of course it has.
And WWE is looking to debut a brand new in-ring show on Facebook.
Mm.
The show will premiere probably in January. That's all we know right now, if there is a show. So, I don't know. Let me see here.
They won't even invest in the shows that they got on there.
I mean, Tony
Camp WWE.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Tony C's waiting on a second season of Camp WWE.
Man, anytime you get Lex Luger and Lil Stone Cold,
he wants to see more of Lex Luger driving the Lex Express. And speaking of the Lex Express, Tony C, you know what was released on Monday or yesterday, I should say, WWE released a new album of unreleased music, and on there is the All-American Lex Luger's theme song.
No. When you say released, you mean an actual CD or iTunes
album? That's what that's where we're at now, Tony or Surfer.
I know somebody they asked me, do they release CDs? I'm like, I have no clue. I think most people get this stuff off iTunes.
No. Let me see here. No, that's not it. Hold on. This is a wish list. Hold on. I want to play here. Here we go. Let me see what we got here. I'm going to play some of it. Hopefully this is it. Hold on, that can't be it. Made in the USA. Let me see. Here we go. Gonna play it here. Now that I've got all these things, I'm able to you know. Here we go. Here we go. So, Tony C, you can now jam to this. Anyways.
Oh, God.
That didn't sound too hot.
Didn't sound too hot. Listen, theme songs in the 90s were not that good.
Hell no.
You know, at least for WWE.
I got a real bone to pick with WWE, too.
And what's that, Tony C?
I'm going to rant here because, listen, I understand Vince McMahon and his fascination with Boomin, but the fact that Boomin gonna have damn near it touch every singles title ever to touch WWE, it really grinds my gears, man, because it's getting to the point now where he gonna be in rarefied air.
So
by his damn.
So, well, Tony C, I'll tell you why that's apparently the reason why it's happened. So it's not because Roman Reigns is gonna touch every title in the WWE, and now he's a Grand Slam champion. But it's because The Miz has to take time off to film the Marine 6.
Oh,
man. And help with the baby.
And probably help with the baby.
But I'm talking about even after Mania, this dude going to be, what is he going to be, the Super Grand Slam champion? The Grand champion?
The Buco Grand Slam. When he...
What was Dave LaRusso after he won, beat Mike Barnes?
He was the first repeat champion or some shit like that.
Wasn't he called a grand champion when he won? I'm just saying, this something gonna be the touch every time.
There's one thing that Boomin won't have.
And what's that?
Which is, the European title and the hardcore title. Those are the only two he touched.
No, I'm saying, he won't, he probably won't, you know, like win both championships and be a Kabar undisputed champ.
How we know? You know Vince crazy enough to do that. Yeah, give him both belts. Yeah, be like the Warrior.
Oh God!
It'll be what, 28 years to the day at WrestleMania 34. Because that was there. Yeah, 28 years, something like that.
I wonder if his boy would ever push Vince out.
Triple H?
No, don't the board.
I've thought about that, and you know, as long as the company is making money, right. is viable, it ain't going to happen. Because the board is not going to have an appraisal on the storylines, meaning the board more than likely is not wrestling fans. And so they probably have no idea what's going on. They get told quarterly, revenues are up, television ratings are such and such and such, network subscriptions are up, and this and that, that appeases them and moves them on to the next quarter. So, that's how I look at it.
I mean, the rumor is he nicks Finn Balor and Brock at the Rumble, but he won't nix that bull crap. That's gonna be a way better match.
Yeah.
After AJ, him and AJ just had a good match, man.
For some reason, he doesn't think Finn Balor's over.
But how do you? But him and AJ Styles basically wrestle the same style. So how can AJ be over and Finn not?
Look, I think if AJ was on Raw, he wouldn't even be in the position he's in. He wouldn't even be nowhere near no titles.
Well, that say more about Vince than it does AJ Styles. We know he can go, and Finn can go too. That match would be way better.
You know, everybody that I've listened to online, they've all said that 5-on-5, it made no sense. You know, the way guys went out like they did. You know, Nakamura and Bobby Roode, and they're like wondering why was John Cena even brought there in the first place?
To get a paycheck.
I'm just saying, like, he wasn't used to no greater fact.
I'm just saying, he got a paycheck, though. I don't give a damn what he did.
He'll take the paycheck.
That check.
I'm saying, they, you know, it wasn't like he said, I need to get paid. They brought him back. Because, you know,
people tuned in just because he was on there.
He got to make his Bumblebee movie.
Some people bought that, signed up for that free trial just because he was on there. Sunday night.
Yeah, and do you really think they got their free trial money's worth?
Hell, it's free. They really gonna be pissed off about Clash of the Champions. Well, no, SmackDown pay-per-view is all right. It be them damn Raw.
I don't know, man. It's being at the end of the year, they might not put no effort into it.
It's very possible. But then again, WWE's not taking any time off this year, unlike years past. You know, like usually.
But they're not doing a bunch of pay-per-views either.
Yeah, so it's possible.
Ain't no roadblock.
I don't know what'll happen. You know, Raw's not going to be on pay-per-view until the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
At the end of January. So we're talking.
I heard they cutting back in 2018. Too.
I hope so. So we're talking what, 9 weeks? 9-10 weeks?
Yep.
Before the next pay-per-view for Monday Night Raw. And even then, they gotta share the time with SmackDown.
I mean, one pay-per-view a month is what we want.
Is adequate.
Maybe if they go two over for the year, you know, something extra special. But, I mean, trying to do two pay-per-views per month.
I think, to be honest with you, I would even cut it down to less than 12 a year. I'd go as far as 8 a year.
Outside of the four.
They're never going to do that because then that's money they're not making at whatever stadium they want to go to.
Not really, because what they could do in return is they could increase their television output and a little bit more exposure on the network. I think if WWE went and, for example, they still produce the main event. I would say, okay, SmackDown, and I don't know what this new show is going to feature, but let's say SmackDown, something you hear happen on SmackDown. Why wouldn't they have the continuation of the storyline happen on the main event?
Exactly.
Which that's a WWE exclusive show. That would draw network subscribers. Well, you have to watch the network to be able to see what's going on. You got SmackDown on the USA Network, and you got the WWE Network shows. And then...
And you still got 205 Live.
And you still got 205 Live. So if they increase their television output, they can reduce their pay-per-views and focus more on building better stories.
And stars.
And stars. In return, they could also ultimately, if the pay-per-views end up being pretty big, guess what? Like they do now, they charge more for the pay-per-views than they do the TV tapings in ticket sales. And it's, of course, the big four have the highest prices for all the pay-per-views for the year. And there's a few select Raws also that get earmarked as special Raws where the prices are on pay-per-view level, like the Raw after WrestleMania, for example.
Yeah, because that's when everybody's all super excited and hype.
Right, but my point is they could increase ticket sales at the pay-per-views. Increase the price, I should say.
People, I got a question. People why, still go. Go ahead. Why is The Undertaker coming back at the 25th anniversary show?
Why not? I guess just to say hello.
He's a celebrity. Why is Shawn Michaels coming back?
He was there last night.
I'm just saying. It's like... None of these guys are getting in the ring. It's just, you know, they're just bringing these people out. And he was there last night because they was in his own town, home state or whatever. That's why people was wondering why the Undertaker didn't show up.
Ben Winston, Taker. Taker got a new hip. He need to take that
Taker hip for us. Taker shouldn't be entering the ring to fight a soul.
He need to come back as American Badass.
No, he do not.
Ministry of Darkness.
He need to come and wave and accept his Hall of Fame induction, and show up for, you know, an occasion to say hello to the people, sign an autograph or two. You do not need to be in the ring anymore.
Let's take you up to Houston and see what's going on here. Because, you know, hold on. Why isn't this? I had it queued up, and now it's not going to work. I want to hear what Daniel Bryan is going to do to Kevin Owens. Here we go. Here's the audio of what's happening on SmackDown right now.
Because Kevin Owens was smart, knew that things were going badly, and Sami Zayn was left behind. And listen, in all likelihood, we may have seen the last of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
You don't mean that. Trust me, you guys will miss him when they're gone.
I hope it. I hope this is the last time we see that man, Sami Zayn. I hope that was the last time we see Kevin Owens. They don't deserve to be part of this brand.
You can't do this. You can't fire us. Please.
Aren't you at all concerned about what just happened to your tag?
Of course I am. Okay? But Sammy, he wants to know too. Are you gonna fire us? Daniel, you can't fire us. We've known each other for way too long. We've gone way back. You can't do this to us. We're too important for this show. Bro, look, you can't fire us. You can't do this. You can't fire us. Please.
You don't have to beg, Kevin. I was never gonna fire you guys. You see, I do recognize your talent, which is why I want you here next week, because you have a one-on-one match against Randy Orton.
You can't.
I can't?
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Is that all? All right. I guess that's it. I was expecting something more.
Just let you down.
Nope, that's all you got.
Oh, well. All right. Let me see here. Any of something else here when it comes to wrestling news. I guess that's it about wrestling news. All right. Monday Night Raw. As Tony C said, Roman Reigns is the new Intercontinental Champion.
Boo. Crickets. Everybody in that faction that had that belt, right?
Yeah.
Except Seth.
No, Seth. Yeah. Seth. Excuse me. Seth was never the Intercontinental Champion.
He's the only one that hasn't been a Triple Crown winner.
But they all have been U.S. champion, right?
Yeah.
And they all been tag team champions, right?
Mm-hmm. And they were all WWE champion.
Is that like a first in a faction?
Yeah.
DX didn't even do that.
He has not been a Triple Crown one. He hasn't. He's one belt behind from everybody else on that team.
He hasn't won the Grand Slam, you know.
Yeah.
But imagine if DX would have did that. Imagine if Road Dogg Jesse James would have been a WWE.
Jiminy Christmas. That's what he would say, Tony C.
Exactly. I mean, X-Pac got a title shot. I was watching that match the other night, by the way. When he fought The Rock for the WWF Championship, but he never touched the title. Never. This faction, everybody in the faction, has been the world champion.
Somebody get him out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. One more time. I just had it queued up here.
Jiminy Christmas. Somebody.
Okay. Oh, man. I don't know, man. If Road Dogg and Billy Gunn and
Billy Gunn was the king of the ring. That's the closest he got.
Yeah, but he held the Intercontinental. Well, they all held the Intercontinental title.
I'm talking about not the world title, though. The Attitude Era belt.
Oh, man.
Either one of them would. Imagine Double A's reaction if one night he was watching Raw. And Road, Mr. Ass, would beat The Rock.
That goddamn Road Dogg is the world champion.
You know what's funny about Billy Gunn? The thought was that Bart was supposed to have been the better wrestler.
Oh, my God, yo. That theme song would have hit, and Lillian Garcia would have said, "And please, fuck him. I'm an ass man." Dun. The new World Wrestling Federation champion. It's some people that need to be. They should be really, really feel really disrespected by the fact that all three of them was WWF champion. And I'm sick of it. Say what you want about Road Dogg. He was way more over than any one of them three. Anyone. And God dang it, they got championship reigns and Road Dogg don't. I'm sorry, though.
Well, he's now he's an agent, so that's good enough.
Different era, though. Come on now. In Hulk Hogan's day, how many people was world champion? Three, besides him.
Yeah.
In his, I'm talking about his main WWE run.
Three.
Okay, what about the Attitude Era?
They change titles every 5 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. This is
not the Attitude. Change the title between the same four people.
No. Not always. Yeah, not really. Always.
I mean, you got Rock, Foley,
Austin,
Triple H,
Undertaker, you
know, Austin. Undertaker,
Big
Kane,
Show,
Big Show,
McMahon,
Vince.
Basically, it got passed along between the three, four people.
Kurt Angle.
Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle.
Sure.
Shawn Michaels started the Attitude Era. It was Bret Hart. Psycho Sid. I mean, if you go back from 97, yeah. But if you start in 98, the list is slim. From 98 to 02, when the Ruthless Aggression started.
Let me see here. Hold on. I'm gonna quickly do something. I'm going to look something up here. Hold on. I'm going to answer Surfer's question here.
What's that? How many people were champion there at Hogan heyday? From 84 to what?
From 84 to 93,
the belt
changed hands. 15 times.
Okay. In a 9-year span.
From August of 1997 until the beginning of 2002, the title had changed hands. So this is 5 years now, okay? The title had changed hands. Hold on, I'm going to check right here.
You're not talking about Andre is one of them, are you?
I am. Okay, when we got the F out of WWF, that was in May of 2002. That's when the Ruthless Aggression era started. 5 years, okay? There were 30 WWE title changes.
Double that
in 5 years, in half the time. And since 2000, since 2002... the title has changed hands 70 times.
In 15 years,
the title has changed hands 70 times.
Now that is hot potato for your ass.
But that's what you counting two belts, right?
No, I am counting the WWE title.
Damn, 70 times? Imagine if CM Punk don't have that almost 2 year reign in there?
Punk had like a year and a half. Cena had a little bit over a year.
Most of the average, let's see here. A lot of these reigns are under 100 days. Many of them 30 days, 40 days, you know, 20 days here.
A lot of hot potatoes.
Cashed in money to the bank and lost their belt at the next pay-per-view.
There have been...
I remember 07 when Cena got hurt in October when he tore that pec. If he wouldn't have got hurt, he wouldn't have dropped that belt.
Just to give you an idea, okay? The title came into existence in April of 1963. When Hogan came on board, Hogan was the 10th title change. Okay? Now discrepancies. But they equate to 10 title changes in 21 years, okay? Since 1984, okay? I'm going to tell you right now the exact number.
Here's the real question.
Since 1984, okay, so that's 30 years now, there have been 123 title changes.
All right, so here's the real question. How many champions was there during Bruno's era?
During Bruno's era, just two. 14. Two or three, and that's it. Let's see. Buddy Rogers, Bruno, Ivan Koloff, Pedro Morales, Stan Stasiak.
I thought from the time Bruno first won the title.
Okay, the only person that was before Bruno was Buddy Rogers. So, There's Buddy Rogers, Ivan, Pedro, Stan Stasiak, who held the title for 9 days. And then Bruno regained it after that. So one, two, three, four other people held the title besides Bruno during Bruno's...
Did you mention Billy Graham?
Yes, I did. No, Billy Graham came after Bruno.
He took it. He won it from
but,
Bruno.
But Bruno's era ended at that point. So, 133 total title changes.
How many champions were there in the Bob Backlund era?
Oh, for God's sake, sir. I'm not going to go through every single thing here. Bob, wait a minute, though. Bob never lost the title until he lost it to the Sheik. That's a redundant question. Anyways.
He still didn't lose the title. His agent shouldn't have never threw in the towel.
Bruno holds the most combined days as champion at 4,040. Hogan at 2,186. Bob Backlund, 2,138.
That's a big gap between Hogan and Bruno, man. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's 2,000 days.
8 years straight at one point?
7 years. There is a 3 year difference between Bruno and Hogan in terms of total title reign. 3 years.
I mean, he wasn't nobody over.
No, no. You missed the point about Bruno. He was so popular, they couldn't take the belt off of him. He didn't want the belt at a few. It was a few times he didn't want the belt, but they wouldn't take it off of him because he sold out Madison Square Garden when no one else did at that time. And that was hard to do.
So, Surfer, on your Mount Rushmore, go Bruno, Cena, and Rock. Ain't no need for no fourth person, right?
I'm not taking no Mount Rushmore. That's a lot of work.
It's only three faces.
He's trying to be funny.
That's, we know his Mount Rushmore got three wrestlers on it. Damn, that four and the fourth one. They just cut that part of the mountain off. We don't need that over there. These three: Rock, Bruno.
Look, his probably was guys more exciting than him, but. For his era, man, the crowd loved him so much it wasn't even funny. It was times he hated being champion.
And you loved him too, right?
Well, you know, you get into wrestling, you go with whoever's champion.
And
you loved the underdog.
And
you don't have to love the champion.
But there was no underdogs. But faces and heels.
But let me here's, you know, I want you guys to listen to this fact. 133 WWE title changes, okay? 133. You would think that title would have the least number of changes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A title that is a lot more frequently defended and is not that much, not too much younger than the WWE title. Okay? WWE title came into existence in 1963. This title came into existence in 1975. The WWE United States Championship. 151 title changes. There's only, 17 title changes difference. That tells you that the WWE title is a major hot potato. I'm going to look at the Intercontinental title to see, but it's ridiculous how many title changes. The WWE title should not be changing hands that frequently. It just shouldn't. But whatever.
Just trying people out, see what sticks at a certain point.
We have fans with short attention spans. If you put a belt on for somebody too long, they get bored.
The title that Roman won yesterday, which came into existence in 1979,
yes.
With Pat Patterson, where he won it in that tournament in Rio. whatever. Title's only 36 years old. No, wait, more than that. 37, almost 38 years old. 162 title changes. There shouldn't be that many title changes for the WWE title. That's my point. That is my point. Anyways.
Yeah. WCW's title.
I didn't have that much.
That's
my phone got a hold of it.
No, that's not true.
I didn't say he didn't lose the belt, but you know, he held it for a long time.
No, he didn't. What his longest reign was a year.
That's a long time.
Less than a year. It was less than a year, actually.
Hey, what, Hogan's first reign?
His first reign ended in what?
No, it was a little bit more than a year.
Yeah, that first one ended October of the next year. Mm-hmm. And then that second one
was a year.
Yeah, right around a year.
Yeah,
but Flair had it longer than that.
Yeah, Flair had it at one point for 3 years, three straight years.
And that's when it was WCW title. The big gold belt. But my point of the whole thing was, it's disrespectful that the three have all been champion, and Rick Rude had to go to WCW to become champion.
After a while, too. It's not that he won the title right away. He won it was a couple of years of being in WCW.
That's what I'm saying. Something like that really irks my nerves. The booming is one belt.
Now, a lot of end up didn't win that belt. Piper never won it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Piper's one of those people that I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
He didn't need it.
He didn't need it. But Piper was upset that he never won the world title.
I don't know why. But see, this is the thing. Vince
would never want it.
Wow.
Vince's eye really bothers me. Because he didn't have more misses than hits over the years. There's other people that went other places and got over. And it's like, dude, why didn't you see that? Like, you invest, he backed the wrong horse a lot of the time. I understand it's his company. He don't give a damn, but the product could be so much better.
Yeah.
Thank God he sold on Eddie Guerrero as the world champion.
Hey,
broke the ceiling. Him and Benoit.
Hey, Vince Sr. didn't think Hogan was a champion.
Vince Sr. and Hogan got into a disagreement. Don't try to compare.
Rocky. No. Over Rocky.
It was over Rocky. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because, you know.
But that has nothing to do with becoming champion.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Under Vince Senior, Hogan would have never been champion.
You don't know that.
About that one.
You don't know about that. Because, listen. Vern is as old school as any promoter out there, and Vern almost made Hogan champion.
That's what I heard. Like Vince with the Ultimate Warrior, that was a miss. He never admitted, but that was a miss.
That he made Ultimate Warrior champion?
Yeah, didn't nobody care.
No, Ultimate Warrior was super over.
He was over, but I don't think anybody gave a damn that he was the champion.
Exactly.
He
could have kept the IC belt and been
going crazy when he beat Hogan in WrestleMania.
That was because he beat once the nostalgia of him beating Hogan, people were like, whatever. More people were interested in Hogan leaving than him celebrating. If you go back and watch the pay-per-view, the men of that, they watching Hogan ride off into the sunset. they didn't give a damn about Ultimate Warrior. I mean, Vince didn't have misses, man. More misses than hits with that world title, man. That's all I'm saying. Even with Dean Ambrose, nobody cared Dean Ambrose was world champion after like 5 minutes.
By the way, I saw 12 rounds for the other day, or like for a few minutes. Dean Ambrose was in that.
They kind of missed the right window to make Dean a champion, because there was a time he was super hot, and they didn't make him champion until after he cooled down.
No, you know what? Dean being the champion would have had the same reaction no matter what, because I think Dean. I don't get Dean Ambrose, and a lot of people don't get Dean Ambrose.
Me either.
So, Renee does.
I mean, you know,
but Renee is a Seth unique person
in that group. No matter what either one of them other two think of themselves, Seth Rollins is the one. If this was in the 90s, or the Attitude Era, Seth Rollins would have been the Triple H or the Shawn Michaels. And them two would have been the New Age Outlaws. And never touched the title. So, I mean, I'm just saying. It really grinds my gears. And then Boomin's going to get the Universal title. Every belt come through there, he get to some. They're going to bring back the European and the hardcore titles just so he can figure out.
And if Roman contracts another infectious disease, he'll lose a little bit more weight, and then he'll be able to compete on 205 Live.
Exactly. Come on. He's going to be the damn light heavyweight champion because he's got heavyweight in it. Now, something could be light. Some could be heavy. I like it. That'll look good on Roman. What you say? I like it. I got a lot. But now that I think about it, he gonna end up worse than Triple H. I thought Triple H was bad, touching all them belts. Boomer gonna touch them all.
Yeah,
you know how to rock out a collection of all the belts then?
Yeah.
Boom, extra gonna be bigger than his.
So, what do y'all think is Roman Reigns' window?
As in,
like him being number one guy of the company.
Long as Vince alive and got sound.
Because I just don't. There's a lot of people that like Roman Reigns, and I just don't.
Are we talking more or less than 5 years?
Oh, God, let's hope it's less than from five. That. Let's hope it's less than five.
How old is Vince?
72.
Okay, Delores left us at 86, so
hey, how come
you think he got...
How come no one's came out with Vince's...
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Give it time.
Wrestling is always the last to be affected.
When is Summer Rae or Eva Marie, is somebody going to come out and say they was sexually...
Like I said, wrestling is always the last to get to...
Triple H, or somebody talks about Pat Patterson.
Listen, well, they did come out about Pat Patterson 25 years ago, the same time that you realize you haven't needed glasses.
Somebody sexually harassed by Pat Patterson.
That was in the 90s. They came out with the Ring Boy scandal.
Yeah. You missed that one.
Must have missed that. You were too concerned that you weren't wearing glasses.
I was watching that Raw from the Attitude Era with Vince and was trying to get freaky with Trish Stratus. No, Tori. It was Tori Wilson. And he took her to a boiler room or something. Mm. And he ended up almost butt ass naked.
You know,
Linda came in there.
That's who's
the real. You didn't tell me Tori Wilson ain't gonna come out with something.
That's the real person that needs to be exposed, Linda. it's gonna come out how she.
I'm gonna tell you why though. Probably with Vince, it might not happen. It's not that probably Vince paid
NBA.
Her. No. In 2000 or 2001, Vince did an interview with Playboy and was very candid, and he revealed that, you know, he was far from a saint, and he cheated on Linda a lot and all these things, and you know, so I don't, because he had gone public with that. I don't know if it'll have the same effect. And then again, it's wrestling, and people don't take wrestling with any sincerity. So,
but we ain't talking about cheating. We talking about harassment,
okay,
and misconduct, and
well,
getting out the shower.
I'm sure it'll happen at some point.
Oh, Vince used to come into
I
the thing
right now
while we was changing, and Trump was right behind him.
I can see it right now. Breaking news. We're here on MSNBC, and there's been reported that wrestling founder of the World Wrestling Entertainment, Vince McMahon, has been accused of sexual misconduct by Tori Wilson, aka Ivory, and who else? Trish Stratus. They all gonna come out.
That's what I'm saying.
And like Surfer said, he invited me to his office for a meeting, and the next thing you know, he had my hand on his junk, and his friend Donald was right in the corner watching the whole time. Ask him, can he go next? Really, ma'am? His name was Donald? Yes. He preferred to be called Mr. Trump at that time.
You know, you know, it's going to come out. They'll say, they'll do one. And another famous celebrity has fallen from grace. The founder of this network, Ted Turner. You know, they'll come out with Ted Turner. You know, Ted, then they'll go down the list of accomplishments. Ted is credited for being the father of cable TV, having brought the superstation TBS to cable TV in 1976, and in 1980 creating the cable news network. Other milestones in Ted's portfolio include TNT, and the purchase of World Championship Wrestling in 1988.
and the co-executive producer of great shows such as Thunder in Paradise. Yes.
Don't forget the Cartoon Network.
And the Cartoon Network.
Who's going to accuse it? I know I'm betting right now. If I can go to Vegas and lay a bet, it's either going to be Bischoff or Vince the next.
I'm a snob for cooking shows, always have been. You know, cooking shows are not like they used to be when I was a kid and like when Surfer was a kid. But
Child.
But if you were no, I'm not gonna talk about Julia Child. But if you're old enough to remember, there was a guy on PBS called The Frugal Gourmet, and I remember this has to be, I want to say the early 90s, that something had come out where he was a pedo, and they pulled his show off TV. I think if I'm incorrect, please somebody correct me, but I remember that being like, really? The Frugal Gourmet does that? You know,
right.
I honestly believe that this is just the hot thing now to just do it. If you want to be popular and you want to be on TV, you know, you have some dirt about you leaked. Because I want to be honest with you, I'm sure everybody has skeletons in their closet. You know?
What I just want to know, is it like a, like how on the movie Deadpool, it's a pool? So is it a sexual harassment pool?
Yeah.
Like, who's gonna be next?
Maybe they'll get Stephanie next.
Yeah, we haven't had any females come out and been accused of harassing men.
That's not true. It was a female like a week or two that supposedly got accused of
something. We need a high profile one, Surfer.
Yeah, it was a high profile. Alan.
Oh, come on.
Well, Terry Crews said he got his junk touched by a dude.
Well.
So, they out there.
It was probably Cat Williams in the Last Friday movie. You know, during that wrench scene.
Oh.
And then, you know,
Did you just piss on me?
You saw the Tom Hanks accusation on Facebook today, didn't you?
There's Tom Hanks. There was, Tony C, you said, or one of you two, question, when is it going to come to wrestling? There's accusations going around about Mick Foley, okay? So.
There it is. There you go.
And I find that hard to believe.
But, okay. Oh, in all honesty, as far as wrestling goes,
I know it.
It has to be somebody that's current or very mainstream. And Mick Foley's not that mainstream.
Oh, that's... Oh, you're full of shit.
Come on.
It come out that he did it.
Don't necessarily know Mick Foley.
I bet you they do. If they know anything about wrestling, they know who Mick Foley is.
Yeah, if they know about wrestling. I'm talking about the average person that don't follow wrestling.
They would know Mick Foley.
He's a best-selling author. What you mean?
He's a best-selling author. He is a... He's an all-around personality. They know who Mick Foley is.
All right, if you say so.
Great documentary.
I'm not saying he's a nobody, but...
Miss Elizabeth got touched by Goldberg on January the 4th, 1999. He's still supposed to be in jail. You know, hey, so...
Hogan touched Elizabeth, too. I saw the footage when
he lifted her up on her ass by her butt.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
I mean, he was lusting after, if you ask a macho man, you know, but that's about it. I mean, Rick Rude kidnapped Fifi on the episode of Flair for the Gold and took her somewhere. What's up with that? A lot of these women been kidnapped, then we don't know what happened.
We've heard different sexual scandals in wrestling, but, you know, they've all been like, you know, this one's a whore, this one's cheating on this one. You know what it is? I think wrestlers don't give a damn what they do.
No, like the Hollywood Purge, where like it come out about Charlie Rose and now he lost all his jobs and stuff. You ain't heard that about a wrestler, and then the next thing you know, he's no longer like Michael Cole. It's heard to be, you know, have done it. Now all of a sudden he's no longer working for the WWE.
Listen, when Dark Journey and Baby Doll come out about Ric Flair and the stuff he did to him, that's what we're going to know is real.
He snorted cocaine off our asses without our permission. It's just so traumatizing. So traumatizing.
Too funny.
And we haven't had, has there been any radio jocks to go down yet?
Well, many years ago, Don Imus got fired from CBS for that nappy-headed hoe comment.
Yeah, but that ain't sexually harassing somebody. Well, that was just...
Don't worry.
That was being racially insensitive.
Listen, radio is... radio is the low man's... the lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah, but you know, you have some people that are like...
And besides, do you know... Like, other than Howard Stern and... Rush Limbaugh and a few others. Could you say, a big radio personality? Nobody knows who the radio personalities anymore.
What is Steve Harvey? There's Tom Joyner.
Newsflash. There'll come out about Elvis Duran. I mean, he's been in the, he came out of the closet 100 years ago.
Okay, they got what's the guy who works for every other job and used to be on American Idol?
Randy Jackson?
No.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest, yeah, they mentioned him a couple of days ago.
It's
in the queue.
and in other news, another Hollywood celebrity accused of sexual harassment. 84-year-old Regis Philbin. Come on.
That wouldn't be a shock.
Man, they come to get people.
Once Stan Lee name gets into the news, I'm done. I'm leaving this world.
As if he's alive.
Listen.
He's alive, but nobody knows how alive he is.
If he touched anybody inappropriately,
it come to find out he did bad things to Jack Kirby's wife back in the day.
Breaking news: the black guy who played in Sounds of the South
is white.
Accused of sexual misconduct.
Oh, that little white boy.
Uncle Remus accused of sexual harassment.
Uncle Remus. One bullshit.
And you know,
yeah, bro. They're gonna bring back Mickey Mouse and have him. He's gonna be accused of sexual harassment.
Michael Walter Mouse, otherwise known as Mickey Mouse, the 89-year-old beloved icon, was found deflowering Minnie Mouse backstage
at a Disney parade. At a
Disney parade back in 1978. The footage, too shocking to show on television, but has gone viral on the internet. Mr. Mouse's publicist has refused to comment on the matter.
I wonder if Walt Disney ever did some inappropriate things.
Board members of the Walt Disney Corporation are currently meeting to determine the fate of Mr. Mouse's position in the company.
In the company. Damn right. We got to do something about this mouse real quick. Right? Touching and feeling on people. It's going to come out, Walt Disney touching people.
And you know, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, because a lot of these people are powerful people in positions to, keep people down or push people up. So it's like, and, they white dudes, so they like, I might as well get my rocks off.
Well, if it ever came out by Steven Spielberg, I think Hollywood would go out of business.
Man, please, I bet you money Spielberg then did some crap. I bet you money. All the motherfuckers did it.
Bringing down Harvey Weinstein, like as powerful he was, but if somebody brought down, if 10, 15 women came out against Spielberg, man, I don't think we would ever see another movie made in Hollywood again.
No, he ain't gonna be that bad, but it's now it ain't gonna be shocking when it come out. Even if it's 5-10 years from now. Different strokes start Ty Bridges.
Oh, I was just... Oh, my God. You and I got too much... You and I think, way too much alike. Because I wasn't going to go with Todd Bridges, but I was going to go with Gary Coleman. I was going to be like, in other news...
Todd Bridges.
In other news... He's the only one alive, yeah. Gary Coleman, the beloved Arnold Jackson on Different Strokes, was accused of moving his bowels. Touching Dudley inappropriately.
Oh, this is going to be the real one. Breaking news. Walker accuses past mother Florida Evans, a.k.a. Esther Rose, of making sexual advances.
And they were about the same age.
Oh, God. They weren't that close to the age so far.
But Jimmy Walker was a lot older than he was.
I know, but they were not that close in age.
Breaking news. Bernadette Stans tells all about a John Amos advance.
And then they show a picture. They show a picture of her in 1974 with that big ass afro that she had.
Find out the real reason why James Evan was killed off.
Yeah, that's right.
We find out that he tried to make a pass at Thelma off air.
Oh God!
Damn, Thelma, you looking good today in the bell bottoms. Jack, John. Oh man. Ooh, shit. You can do a whole show about the 70s and 80s shows backstage.
That's probably commonplace.
And in other news, famed feminist lawyer Gloria Allred held a press conference today to speak on behalf of Angela Lansbury, who reveals that Tom Bosley...
Oh, touch the inappropriate.
On the set of Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, now you know what? We're gonna find out. Marian Anderson was doing stuff on the set of Happy Days, like
Marian Ross.
Posse's gonna reveal all one day.
Here we go, Double A. Breaking news in the CNN. Actress Tiffany Amber Thiessen is reporting that fellow child actor Mark Paul Gosselaar touched her inappropriately.
Oh, God.
In one of the
early episodes.
I played Mr. Belvedere.
Alex Karras?
No. What was the principal's name?
That was Dennis Haskins.
Dennis Haskins.
That was who?
Dennis Haskin was the actor.
Now, what was his teaching name, though?
Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding.
Yeah, Mr. Belding. That's who you're going to find out about.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. We're getting news. The guy that played Rod Belding is being accused of sexual misconduct towards Lisa Turtle.
We're gonna find out the guy that played Jeffrey on French Press was messing around with Carlton.
Oh God!
Oh man! That's terrible. Alfonso Ribeiro accusing. I forgot his name.
Ricky Schroeder. Oh shit! Alfonso Ribeiro, Ricky Schroeder came out and talked about the difficulties of working on the set of Silver Spoons.
The climate was very sexual harassment climate.
Of course, Ribeiro went on to star in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Dancing with the Stars, and now as the host of America's Funniest Home Video. But we have not heard from Ricky Schroeder in the last 26 years.
Since NYPD Blue killed them all.
Exactly.
Oh my God, yo. This is going to be some stuff when all this stuff hit the fan, all these accusations. Hold on, wait a minute. We get breaking news. Eddie Winslow is accusing actor Darius McCrary, accusing father Reginald Val Johnson of inappropriate touching.
Of improprieties.
Got there, Carl Winslow, trying to touch Eddie Winslow. Oh God!
Now let's take you to this interview that was held with Jo Marie Payton about the struggles she dealt with as a television actress. Well, you know, the real reason why I got my own show, Family Matters, is due to the sexual harassment that I was having to deal with on the set of Perfect Strangers.
Leon Caruso, chasing all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh my God, yo, this stuff would be crazy when it come out from all these shows, yo. They're gonna have to do behind the music, behind everything. The show, everything. Oh shit! I almost died over here. Damn, Rod Building being a touch. Accused of inappropriate touching. Oh,
God.
I'm sorry, man. it's enough to make you cry laughing, man. Yeah, it's funny.
But look, but you know what's going to happen? It's like, okay, Charlie, the news today came out about Charlie Rose. Okay, well, Charlie Rose is old already. What's going to happen to Charlie Rose? The accusations came out about Roger Ailes. And Roger Ailes died shortly thereafter.
Because they don't want to stand trial.
Jeez.
It's just like with Joe Paterno. He died right after that Jerry Sandusky stuff came out.
You betrayed me, Joe. And then...
Jerry, I thought you had it under control.
You could keep it in your pants until after I was dead?
For real?
When did Roger Ailes die?
He died earlier this year. He died probably like 2 or 3 months after the news came out of the scandals.
I didn't realize he died.
Yeah, he died, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, you know who's the happiest right now? Bill Cosby.
Yeah, well, takes
off him.
Exactly.
He off him. Wait a minute.
I was like, see, everybody was doing it. Why are you getting on me?
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
They're all going to come together and tour the country. You know, the ousted sexual assaulters tour.
No, it's the original Kings, just like the original Kings of Comedy.
The date rape crew.
Exactly, the date rape crew. That's right. Come see Bill Cosby, Charlie Rose, Roy Moore,
Bill O'Reilly, Harvey Weinstein,
and Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my God! Wait a minute,
don't forget what you call him.
And special
Kevin
guest,
Kevin Spacey,
and Donald Trump.
That's right.
Oh my God! Wait a minute, getting news in here.
I hope it's not anything about Bruce Valanche.
Actress Jenny Garth.
Roy Moore. We're making a special guest appearance too.
I already said Roy Moore, that's
a nasty song, bitch. They need to put him. He got a special place in hell, just like a Ivanka Trump said. But we got Jenny Garth.
Going after Ian Ziering.
Aaron Spelling.
Aaron Spelling, Jesus.
And they can every like just comic book writers. There's like an anime guy who just got found with child pornography, and it's just
so he hanging out with Stephen Collins. From Seventh Heaven, right? The dad of Seventh Heaven. Nasty song, bitch. Oh God.
Former
Jenny Garth got touched by.
Former Punky Brewster and Family Matters star Cherry Johnson coming out today after accusing of actor George Gaines of exposing himself on the set of Punky Brewster.
Exposed himself. Oh my God!
Y'all remember the principal from Ferris Bueller?
Ben,
you know he got caught with the child pornography.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my God!
I don't know. Let's see what we're gonna find out tomorrow. You know, go ahead.
And Nanny getting the guy from Arrested Development. He just lost his
Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor. You. that's been a known for a while. He was kind of perverted.
Wait a minute, Janet Jackson. Breaking news: Janet Jackson accused.
Was she
my co-star Ralph Carter?
Hold up, no. See, you first of all, she sexually harassed the world when she is supposed to know.
Oh, for God's sakes!
Oh Lord!
So don't hold her to past transgressions. She exposed herself to the world. If the world had a problem then, they shouldn't have a problem now.
Wait a minute, Double A. We're getting some more breaking news. John Amos, famed star from family show Good Times, is accusing actress Bea Arthur of sexual impropriety. Is that correct?
That might be correct. That might be correct.
Oh, they said Ahmad? Really? Okay, more on this at 11. More news on this. John Amos and Bea Arthur. That's breaking news, folks.
And then when they go and they list, you know, at the end of the year or whatever, they'll list out the worst offenders that had the worst the worst stories revealed. It's going to be like, all right, well, the top five would be like Harvey Weinstein, Bill O'Reilly, and then you'll hear something like Don Knotts. You know.
Yeah, I heard he was a menace on that set of Three's Company, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, yo. I'm still talking about John Amos and B. Arthur.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. Actress Sally Struthers accusing Carol O'Connor of inappropriate touching on the set of All in the Family? Oh, okay, so... We're gonna get some more background on this story. Really? Archie Bunker? No.
The guy, the guy who played Barney Hefner.
Oh my goodness! Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh damn! Ain't nobody alive for the Jeffersons, so the Jeffersons they can't have everybody. Pretty much dead from the Jeffersons.
Yeah, pretty much.
All them stories, all that inappropriate behavior died.
Oh, well, no, God. I mean Florence could come out and say something.
Oh Lord, if Mr. Bentley tried to touch it inappropriately.
No. Well, Marla, we know that you played Florence Johnston on the Jeffersons for many years, but we understand that you had to suffer some sexual improprieties on the set. Would you care to elaborate? Well, Tom Willis, otherwise known as Frankie Clover, got me in the back of a broom closet on the set there at ABC, and yeah. It wasn't pretty. I've been scarred for life.
And I did see Roxy Rocha try to approach Mike Evans one night after a casting party. Mm-hmm. But I never said anything. Really? Roxy Rocha?
And Roxy Rocha and a young Lenny Kravitz sat and watched.
A young Lenny Kravitz sat and watched. Oh my God. Wait a minute. Breaking news. Different world star Jasmine Guy accuses fellow actor Sinbad of inappropriate touching on a set of Different World.
No. That's no too far. No, I don't please Sinbad. Nope. Can't do it.
The estate.
Sinbad is the most milquetoast comedian to ever been. Nope, not Sinbad. Nope. Take those accusations.
Oh my else. God!
I mean, everybody's gonna come out. You know, it's gonna be
not Sinbad. He's a good whole Christian man. Sinbad has done nothing wrong. I just don't believe it.
The estate of Audrey Meadows has come out to accuse the estate of Jackie Gleason of perversion on the set of The Honeymooners back in the early 50s. Jackie
Gleason, man, that was probably his M.O. George Burns, you know?
Oh my God, yo.
Well, he carried his cigar for a reason, surfer.
Wait a minute. The estate of Eartha Kitt.
Jerry Lewis.
Stating that Adam West inappropriately touched Eartha on a.
No. I got one better. Wait a minute. Okay. In other news. Former Robin from the 1960 series of Batman has publicly stated now that Burt Ward was molested by Adam West.
Oh man!
You know, people have been saying that, you know, Batman Robin's a gay duo anyway. That can't be true.
Obviously, gay duo.
He lived up to the stereotype.
Oh my God, yo. I just want to let everybody know, we're not making light of people getting inappropriately touched or, you know, being harassed.
But it's just the fact that out.
Everything get ready to come out. So, yeah, if you listening and you touch somebody in Hollywood or did something.
Now, Mr. Ward, we understand you went through a lot of traumatic experiences with Adam West, but was there anybody else on the set that behaved inappropriately? Well, yes. Another person that can be accused of this improprieties was Cesar Romero. But the difference is that he did everything with the makeup on, which made his activities that much more bizarre.
Perry White and J. Jonah Jameson are going to get outed soon.
What, that dude that played him?
No, I'm talking about the in the comic books.
Oh God,
but that's what's going on. That is what's
Perry
going
White
on.
Get outed, man. It's all over.
To next week episode of The Red, where we'll have more revelations of Hollywood backstories.
Exactly.
and accusations. Because these are coming. They're coming fast and furious.
But you know what entertainment media has been the least, like, one you would think they would have the most is the music industry. I'm not talking like the Russell Simmons. I'm talking about like these musicians and stuff.
They got Russell as the other day.
But musicians are, for the most part, they have a predisposition for being
messed with.
Yeah. They have a proclivity of perversion. Big word. Proclivity of perversion.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Russell Simmons, everybody knew he liked them young. So.
Now, every day is just all about who's going to be next. They got the Conyers dude in Congress.
The next thing we're going to find out about, we'll have another story about another journalist or something. You know, Andy Rooney is dead, but.
There is the guy who runs Saturday Night Live.
Who, Dick Evans?
Lorne Michael?
Yeah, Lorne Michaels, yeah.
Lorne Michaels. He probably nervous. All them guys probably sit around nervous.
If they
ever worked around women,
you know who got accused and just came out and said, yeah, something happened, mm-hmm. and people just let it go was Dave Letterman.
Yeah, boy, when that powder kid on is, wait a minute.
He came on TV.
Emmanuel Lewis accusing
former Webster star of inappropriate touching. Mm-hmm. God damn it, what? Somebody that touched Lil Webster back then, man. Mm-hmm.
What was it? Corey Harmson. That goes on all the time.
Oh, Corey Haim.
Yeah. Corey Haim, yeah.
Corey Feldman said that Corey Haim was. Well, he said that Charlie Sheen molested him.
Yep.
So,
on the set of License to Drive.
Which I don't understand, because what was he doing on the set of License to Drive? He wasn't even in the movie.
Because he's just hanging out.
I think it's
probably the same like Michael Jackson hanging out with Webster.
I guess.
Kiefer Sutherland probably touched him on the set of Lost Boys and he got confused.
Like he's carrying him around like he's a little doll everywhere he went. How creepy was that?
Oh my God, yo. That damn Kiefer Sutherland.
Why don't you come sit with me at the Grammys?
But if this keeps up, let me tell you something. If this keeps up, but if this continues and everybody is disgraced and everybody loses their job, we're not going to have anything to watch on TV.
kill
television, man. Entertainment.
They got the guy who was running like Flash and Arrow and those shows like that. He's gone.
Hey, man, they ain't know. We living in a different time. This ain't 1992.
Oh, God. Pastor Sedell just said something's going to come out about Bert Convy. Now, it's a good thing Bert Convy's been dead for 30 years.
Wait a minute. Give it one more story before we leave.
We're going to find out what Lucy was doing, Lucille Ball was doing. Cowboy.
Actor Sylvester Stallone claiming that fellow actor Burgess Meredith touched him inappropriately during the filming of Rocky. Is that true?
If Mickey was alive, I was just fixing his cup.
Oh,
and then Tony C is going to call me crying if something comes out and says famed boxing promoter George Washington Duke has been ousted today from the boxing community after he was found diddling some young boxer.
No, Double A, you gonna cry when you get that call, that breaking news that Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid fame finally admitting that
Mr.
Pat Morita inappropriately touched him at the karate tournament back in 1984.
Oh, for God's sake.
Wax on.
I told you.
Oh, man.
So he used to teach me the wax on, wax off method. I didn't know he meant that.
He was inappropriately watching him in the shower as he exited the shower.
I knew it.
Oh my God, yo! This Hollywood,
and then you know what's gonna come? You know what's gonna happen? We're gonna run out of celebrities, and then it's gonna be in other news. The San Diego chicken was, you know, like the mascots are gonna start are gonna be getting accused.
Billy, use that tongue up somebody's dress. News out.
We got to be on the lookout, because once Hollywood, they start going with Hollywood, they're going to mess with the podcast community.
Yeah.
So, got to stay on your P's and Q's. Breaking news, radio personality and philanthropist Silver Surfer.
We got rid of our resident pervert, so...
accused of inappropriately touching a con attendant. Oh my God.
Surfer doesn't recall the incident, but says it's not, says anything is possible.
You're gonna pull the Jeff Sessions.
Nah,
where you at the
con. I don't recall being at that con.
What do you mean?
I don't recall meeting with
beating the accuser.
That young lady at that con.
Exactly.
And oh, my God.
And what and what she's entailing that I did, I don't even do that.
Okay. You're going to do it under oath, goddammit.
God, a surfer in front of a podium.
Oh, my God.
All the cameras going off.
Why I got to be one? You're the one who runs the network. How come it can't be you?
Yeah, but I got a squeaky clean pass.
So do I.
You're the one that used to take karate and taekwondo and all that shit.
Yeah, hanging out at
podcast
parties. Podcast party. That's how it usually happens. Mm-hmm. Inappropriate parties.
In other news, another accuser of Silver Surfer has come out. This time, the accusation stems back to a Black Friday sale in 2015.
No, I didn't go out to Black Friday in 2015.
The accuser claims that while Surfer was holding a television on the train from Delaware to Philadelphia, that he slipped his hand beneath the television set and touched her inappropriately.
Ma'am, can you describe the assailant? Yes, he's an African-American man. He had a trench coat.
And he was holding a television.
And a brown satchel.
I don't have no satchel. Never had a satchel.
And he said okay a lot.
Could you narrow it down just a little?
That's all I got.
Oh, man, that's too funny.
Some bitch. Oh, my Lord, y'all. This has been turned into some type of show tonight.
Yeah, but get ready, folks. It's just beginning, and it's becoming a trend now, so.
Daily.
It's the Hollywood Purge of 2017.
If you in piles of position and you didn't ever touch one of them, they're going
to
get you.
The movies are going to suck for a while, people, so get used to it.
You said it's going to suck for a while.
Y'all think all this is a backlash because of our current commander-in-chief?
It's part of it.
Hell yeah.
It's part of it. I mean, he himself has got issues, but so far he seems to be untouchable.
Teflon Don.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who ain't gonna miss him? Old Bob Mueller. He coming for you. What's you gonna do?
What is gonna happen? Oh. Well, I guess we need to wrap it up on that note. So, let's talk about what's going on here on the network this week. Number one, I don't know if we're going to have any more shows for the rest of the week. Let's start with Surfer. Surfer, are you going to be on the air on Sunday?
Yeah.
All right, so Surfer's going to be on the air Sunday. The Sports Report will be on the air on Monday. The Shining Wizards will be back here on Tuesday, as will we. I don't know if you'll get a brand new episode of Rant Wrestling. There may or may not be a brand new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. This all stems from whether or not the boys are able to broadcast from Philadelphia. So we'll definitely have to see what becomes there.
They coming down this Friday?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. But yes. So if you want to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, we'll keep everybody abreast of the situation on shows broadcasting during Thanksgiving. Next week, we could be broadcasting with a brand new sound, a brand new vibe, things like that, as we probably will be changing our broadcast servers next week. So that'll be interesting to see how all that works out, because there's definitely going to be some changes that have to taking effect this weekend, because where we currently house our feed is going to expire on the 26th. So we got to figure all the technical aspects out between now and then. Any final thoughts before we close it out?
No. Oh man, this was hilarious tonight.
Wonder what 2018 has in store for us.
Big ball of bread.
He'll be, yeah. Yeah, that's what's coming for us in 2018, Surfer.
Yeah.
No Snoop Dogg. Nobody came out against him yet.
No, they ain't powerful like that just yet.
But still,
Snoop Dogg, like 20 TV shows he's on. Yeah, y'all seen his new Joker's Wild show yet?
No,
it's them CEOs and COOs and CFOs and owners and stuff that they coming to get.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to get Jerry Jones.
Oh,
they got what was the guy's name? What was the guy, the owner of the Lakers?
No.
Oh my God! If Dr. Jerry Buss was alive, he talking about Jerry Buss.
No, I'm talking about
Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling. There you go.
That's the Clippers. Yeah.
Clippers. Sorry, the Clippers.
Oh, you know they've been got him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even know he was getting recorded.
Exactly. All right, with that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody who's listening live. And, of course, I want to thank you. Because it is Thanksgiving, and I am thankful for you.
Thanks, everybody, for putting up with all shenanigans.
Yes, yes, yes. It's been fun. Now that we got sound back, it's going to sound a lot like the old rant that it has been over the course of the last 6 months. I mean, we'll be able to hit the drops now a little bit with a little bit more frequency.
God damn.
Okay. I'm curious. Now that you're everything back, I want to know if you can hear a drop from my end.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
Hold on.
I'm sure I won't be able to hear it. Because he probably didn't do it.
Tyler Perry. I'm watching something. They got Tyler Perry.
Right. No, I didn't hear that, Surfer.
Okay.
Anyways, and all of Surfer's accusers all said the following. Okay. Oh man. I love that drop.
You people are trying to ruin my life.
Listen, this ain't like the blow up doll incident, okay? Anyways.
Nope.
All right. Oh man. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday night. Happy Thanksgiving. And for Tony C and Surfer, I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night.
Stay safe.